You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 22nd day of May, 2014. On the phone line with us today from Louisiana in Mandeville at CGB is Dan Zwicker. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd, and I'm actually in Central Illinois today.
Are you? Where are you today?
Well, I'm just north of TGM, so I'm between Windsor and Sullivan right now.
Oh, well, then you probably ought to be on the lookout. I'm pretty certain that when I talk with Matt Bennett a little bit later, he's in the field somewhere planting soybeans. In fact, I know he is. He told me to give him a call on his cell phone this afternoon. So,
on his cell phone?
Yeah.
So he's out planting. I thought about stopping by, but I figured he'd probably be out in the field.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he sends me a picture or sends you a picture, you can just go find him. He can do that on Twitter. How about that? That'll put you right on his GPS here. That's amazing what you can do with those functions, isn't it? That you can.
Amazing. And they tell me that new John Deere 16-row electric planter, you can really plant a lot of corn with that.
Well, I haven't seen one in action, have you?
No, but I guess you can go like 7.5 or 8 mile an hour with it.
You can plant
as much with that in one day as you can a 24-row, and it's easier to move around.
You know somebody who has one, I take it?
I've talked to some people that have watched it and are really amazed by it.
Yeah,
so
it's a.
But we're going to go smaller but quicker. We're just going to speed everything up, and we're going to go smaller now.
Well, they're having trouble moving those big dogs around on those little bitty roads. So the smaller you get down to 16 rows and go twice as fast, that's not so bad, huh?
Well, I think, you know, it makes more sense probably here. I mean, especially in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, we're still talking acres. You know, when you get out west and you start talking quarter sections and half sections and sections, well, then that's a little different ball game. But here we still have a lot of 80-acre and 40-acre plots around, and it's hard to move that big equipment around in those areas.
It's hard to turn it around in those areas. It's hard to get it down the road. So I think they may have something. We'll see how it works, and if it works very well, there'll be a lot of them around. And couple that with the auto steer, and guys, she'll be running 18 hours a day, and it won't take very long to plant a whole lot of corn. Actually, it doesn't take very long to plant a whole lot of corn, a whole lot of soybeans already. What do you think Monday will show? For crop progress?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose we'll probably be, you know, in the low 80s. 10%, I suppose. We're, what, 73, 83,
yeah, so it might be
85.
85. Yeah, something like that.
But it's going to show 7 million or 8 million acres not planted yet in the northern five states. And they'll be right up against their prevent plant date. And that'll be interesting to see how the market wants to react to that on Tuesday afternoon.
And let's talk about soybeans, because even on the weekly chart, we're here on Thursday. We have an outside up week at this point, and I haven't looked. I suppose we probably will end up that way unless we really bomb out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the soybean bear, I think, pinned the soybean bull pinned the bear here today and got a band around him. So he got banded, and we're breaking out of that 7-8 week sideways pattern. And if tomorrow is a follow-through day and a strong close, a weekly close above this most recent highs that we've had here, I think that really opens the gate up for another 50 cents up. Everything kind of moves in 50-cent marks on beans, and we cross the $15 area on July. So I think you go 15.50, and then beans, we hit that. We crossed the 12.50, so then you can start talking 13. And like I told Dave this morning, I think back at the Beef Outlook Conference, Sue Martin said that November beans would make new contract highs before the year's out. And I think she's going to be right on the money, at least the way I'm looking at it right now, that I think that 13.33 is definitely going to be in jeopardy. If we can get some good technical follow-through here tomorrow and close out the week very strong.
Now, what's a good fundamental reason for that to happen?
Well, demand. You know, the trade's been looking for sales cancellations on these exports now for about 4 weeks in a row, and they've got an increase each week. Today was one of the better increases, a 6 million bushel increase. So export sales are 50 million more than what USJ's got on the books. And the way we're using soybean meal, we're going to have to bump up the crush 25 million. So there's 75 million worth of demand that USJ hasn't accounted for. So I guess they're going to have to increase imports to 160 the balance of sheet. But probably what's going to happen, I think the function of the market will be to take old crop beans up to the point where there'll be a financial incentive for some of these old crop bean sales to be moved into the new crop marketing year because, you know, we are approaching June 1 here. So we're not, you know, that far away from new crop harvest, and I think people could probably wait a month or two and reschedule everything. So, but we don't know when that's going to happen. That may not happen till August 1 or may not happen till September 1. But whatever the case may be is that the demand is very strong, and we have to somehow bring that balance sheet into balance. And then I think the other thing is, I think USGA, the WASDE people, I know they do their work and, you know, they give the best guesses they think they can, but I think they're way off on demand for next year.
Is that the export demand?
I think the balance sheet's a lot tighter. I think the market's telling you that China demand is much stronger. And I think they just got themselves caught in a situation where they just had too many ships coming into their ports at one time, and they had to shed some of that backup. But, they no more than shedded that backup. They went back buying again. So I think everybody's underestimating how much China's going to buy for next year already.
By how much?
Well, I think enough to get beans up to $13.50 or so on November.
Well,
maybe
does,
14. Maybe 14, maybe 15.
Are we in an auction?
That July, I can read old crop beans to 1963 or something like that if things would get going real good. If we, it could be exciting yet before the summer's over with.
How about for corn?
I think the bear's going to get banded one of these days, and the bull's going to take over. I think that 1.7 billion bushel carryout is fantasy land. I think the yield is way too high. I think USJ's using the maximum in of their trend line. I think if you drew a trend line that was more practical, it would be somewhere around 160, 161. So, you know, you take four bushels off the national average yield. So there's 320 million. So then that brings the carryout down to 1.4. And I think they're about 200 million bushels too low on exports. So then we get down to 1.2. So I think the balance sheet for next year is basically unchanged.
I think that's where we ought to leave it. What a thing. Hey, thanks so much.
Giddy up.
All right. Hey, you have a good afternoon. Thanks much. And say hi to everybody out there in Illinois, okay?
I sure will, Todd.
All right.
Bye.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises. He's from Mandeville, Louisiana, but somewhere north of Windsor, Illinois. I think that's what he said there in that area this afternoon. Speaking of which, we'll talk in not too many minutes here with Matt Bennett from TGM out of Windsor, Illinois on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.